sports psychology versus meditation, what athletes actually need. Every year, thousands of competitive athletes download a meditation app on the recommendation of a coach, a teammate, or a podcast. They do 10 minutes of breath awareness each morning. They feel calmer. Then they step onto the first tee, the start line, or the baseline during a match that matters, and the wheels fall off anyway. This is not a meditation failure. It is a category error. Meditation and sports psychology are not the same discipline. They address different problems, use different mechanisms, and produce different outcomes. Understanding the distinction is not a philosophical exercise. It is the difference between building a mental training program that works and one that feels productive, but leaves you exactly where you started when competition arrives. What meditation practice actually trains. Meditation, in its most rigorously studied forms, trains present moment awareness. Practitioners learn to observe thoughts and sensations without immediately reacting to them, to return attention to a focal point after it drifts, and to reduce the nervous system's automatic reactivity to perceived threat. The research on this is real and substantial. A 2024 meta-analysis in Frontiers in Psychology, reviewing attention training interventions with athletes, found significant positive effects on attentional control, working memory, and reduction of pre-competition anxiety. A consistent body of evidence confirms that regular meditation practice alters how the nervous system processes stress, which is genuinely useful for competitive athletes. But here is the specific limitation. Meditation trains you to be a better observer of your mental state. It does not, by itself, train you to direct that state toward performance. Observing pre-competition anxiety is different from deploying a cue word that shifts your arousal into an optimal range. Watching a distracting thought move through your awareness is different from executing a pre-shot routine that channels your attention onto the next task. These are separate skills. Only the second set belongs to sports psychology. What sports psychology actually builds. Sports psychology is an applied science. Its core tools, developed across decades of controlled research, are designed specifically for the conditions of athletic competition. Time pressure, elevated physiological arousal, high consequence, and the need to execute well-practiced physical skills under interference. Five foundational skills define applied sports psychology. Pre-performance routines. A pre-performance routine is a structured, repeatable sequence of physical and cognitive behaviors executed before a high-stakes action. A 2021 meta-analysis in the International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology reviewed 39 studies and found that pre-performance routines produced a significant positive effect on performance across sport types, with the strongest effects for self-paced, closed skill tasks like golf shots, free throws, and serve motions. So, the mechanism is attentional. The routine narrows focus to task-relevant cues and interrupts the rumination cycle that degrades fine motor execution under pressure. General breath awareness practice can increase overall attentional stability. It cannot replace the routine itself. Self-talk protocols. Hatzigeorgiadis and colleagues published a landmark meta-analysis in Perspectives on Psychological Science, analyzing 32 studies on self-talk interventions in sport. The finding: self-talk produced a moderate positive effect on performance, ES, 0.48, with stronger effects for fine motor tasks and novel skills. Instructional self-talk, smooth stroke, quick feet, outperformed generic positive self-talk for technical execution. Self-talk is not positive thinking. It is a precision tool. You script specific cue words, tied to specific technical actions, practice them in training, and deploy them in competition. There is no direct analog to this in standard meditation practice. Mental imagery and rehearsal. Mental imagery, when practiced with functional specificity, activates overlapping neural pathways with physical execution. A 2025 multi-level meta-analysis on imagery interventions in sport found medium-magnitude positive effects on both motor performance and motivational outcomes, with larger gains when imagery was combined with at least one additional psychological skill. The key variable is specificity. Generic "picture yourself succeeding" instructions produce weak effects. Sport-specific, functionally structured imagery, executed with sensory fidelity, produces reliable performance gains. For a full breakdown of the evidence-based imagery framework, see the PEDLP imagery guide. Arousal regulation. Different tasks require different arousal levels. A golf putt demands a calm, narrow attentional state. A 400-meter sprint requires high activation. Arousal regulation in sport psychology is not simply about calming down. It is about reaching the optimal arousal band for the specific task, athlete, and competitive moment. This includes respiratory protocols with specific ratios, EOJA 4 to 2, 6, breathing for downregulation before precision tasks, pre-competition activation sequences for events requiring high power output, and mid-competition reset protocols. Breath work appears in both meditation and sport psychology, but the goal differs. In sport psychology, breath control is a performance dial, not a path to equanimity. Attentional control and cue selection. Nideffer's foundational work on attentional control, developed across decades of applied research with elite athletes, describes attention along two dimensions: internal versus external, and broad versus narrow. Different sport contexts demand rapid, deliberate shifts between these modes. A golfer reading a green needs broad internal attention to assess body state and course variables. At the moment of execution, they need narrow external focus on the target. Training attentional flexibility, not just general awareness, is a sport psychology function. Meditation builds the awareness floor. Sport psychology builds the direction mechanism on top. 3. Sport applications. Golf. The mental challenge in golf is that most shots are self-paced, with significant time for rumination between them. The sport psychology answer is the pre-shot routine, combined with a post-shot reset protocol. A consistent 5-step pre-shot sequence of target selection, imagery, practice swing, focus word, and execution creates a performance corridor that blocks interference. Pairing this with a 10-second post-shot reset, where you log the outcome and physically walk forward, prevents bad shots from cascading. Athletes who rely solely on breath awareness practice often develop better awareness of their anxiety spirals, but no mechanism to interrupt them at the moment they occur. Running. Distance runners face attentional management decisions across the full race arc. Research on associative versus dissociative attention strategies shows that elite runners shift attention deliberately. Dissociative strategies, external focus, distraction, reduce perceived effort in early race segments. Associative strategies, monitoring body state, improve pace execution in the final miles. For race day mental preparation, the framework is a pre-race activation protocol, an attentional plan segmented by race portion, and a reset cue for when the plan degrades under fatigue. Meditation practice contributes observational capacity. It does not build the attentional plan itself. Tennis. Tennis is defined by interpoint intervals. Between points, a player has 20 to 25 seconds. Research on elite players consistently shows that structured between-point routines preserve performance consistency under pressure far better than unstructured recovery. The routine typically includes a physical reset action, a controlled breath sequence, a cue phrase, and a brief tactical focus for the next point. A tennis player who has built a regular meditation practice will find it easier to notice their emotional state during a tight set. The player who has built a 20-second reset protocol has a tool they can execute when observation alone is not enough. Common mistakes. Treating meditation as a substitute for performance skill training. Breath awareness and attentional observation build a useful foundation. they do not substitute for the specific applied skills that sports psychology provides. Using consumer meditation products designed for general stress, not competition, the context mismatch is significant. Most widely available meditation apps are designed to reduce occupational stress and improve sleep quality. The cue structures, pacing, and framings are not calibrated for athletic performance. Breath awareness in a quiet room does not automatically transfer to breath control during the final 400 meters of a race, practicing mental skills only in calm conditions. Sports psychology research is consistent. Mental skills need to be rehearsed under conditions that simulate competition stress. Self-talk cues, practiced only during relaxed training, show lower transfer to competition than cues practiced under fatigue and pressure. Confusing calmness with competition readiness. Some athletes report that extended meditation practice leaves them too passive before competition. This is a documented effect, not a misperception. Optimal pre-competition arousal varies by athlete and event type. Managing and calibrating that arousal is a sports psychology function, a 4-week entry protocol. If you are building sports psychology skills for the first time, this sequence establishes the foundation. Week 1, performance audit. After each practice session, note your pre-session arousal level, 1 to 10. Any attentional disruptions during performance, and what mental pattern you most want to change. Identify your top 2 mental performance gaps before you start building tools. Week 2, self-talk inventory. Select 2 to 3 instructional cue words for your highest priority technical skills. Practice deploying them during low-stakes training repetitions. Track which words feel natural under load and which feel forced. Week 3, pre-performance routine construction. Design a 4 to 6 step pre-performance sequence for your most consequential repeated action. Practice it without variation for the full week. The goal is automaticity under pressure, not novelty. Week 4, simulated competition application. Run the full protocol under elevated pressure. Practice rounds with stakes attached, simulated race conditions, or competition format drills. Evaluate how the protocol holds under stress. Identify the points where it breaks down and adjust accordingly. This is 4 weeks of deliberate skill construction, not 4 weeks of relaxation. Both have value. They are different projects, what athletes actually need. The evidence does not argue for choosing one approach and abandoning the other. It argues for understanding what each does and building accordingly. Breath-focused awareness training builds the attentional foundation, the capacity to notice where your focus is, to reduce automatic reactivity, and to recover from distraction. Sports psychology builds the performance execution layer on top. Specific, practiced, deployable skills designed for the conditions that exist in actual competition. Athletes who develop both layers build more complete mental performance systems. Athletes who develop only one often find that calm practice states fail to transfer when competition arrives. MindSport's exercise library is built on applied sports psychology research, structured for the specific demands of golf, running, and tennis. If you are ready to move from awareness to executed performance skill, the programs page is the place to start. Tratiust, Gao, Z, et al., 2024, a meta-analysis of the intervention effect of attention training on athletes' performance. Frontiers in Psychology, 15, 2, Massagno, C, and Moulin-Grant, T, 2021. The Effectiveness of Pre-Performance Routines in Sports, a meta-analysis. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. 3. Hatzigorgiadis, A. Zurbanos, N. Galanis, E. and Theodorakis, Y. 2011. Self-talk and sports performance, a meta-analysis. Perspectives on psychological science, 6-4, 348-356, 4. Zhang, Y. et al., 2025. Yet the effects of imagery practice on athletes' performance. A multi-level meta-analysis with systematic review. Behavioral Sciences, 15.5. 5. Nideffer, R.M., 1993. Concentration and Attention Control Training in J.M. Williams, Idebertsoas. Applied Sports Psychology. Personal Growth to Peak Performance. 2nd Edes Miomitiapi 243-261. Mayfield. Referenced in 6. Gustafson, H. Skoog, T. Davis, P. Kentai, G. and Haberl, P. 2021. Acceptance and Commitment Training for Ice Hockey Players. A randomized controlled trial. Frontiers in Psychology, 12.